This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, welcome to another edition here of Kranz's Corner, and one of my favorite guests that I bring on, and I brought her on once before, although she had a different name last time I brought her on. She was Mary Martinez last time. Now she's Mary Crippen. Listen, this is South Florida's favorite teacher. She has put so much effort and everything into everything with the Dolphins in her classroom that she's like Miss Popular now in South Florida. But good thing is, she's a friend of mine, so she's here on Kranz's Corner. Mary, welcome back. Mary Crippen, welcome back for your first time here as that name on Kranz's Corner.
Hey, it's funny. As you were doing that intro, I looked at my Zoom name, and it still said Mary Martinez. So I was like, oh, let me change that.
So, okay, let's start with this. How is everything with the wedding, getting married, the whole deal? I know we'll talk Dolphins and stuff, but this is, to me, important.
Weddings are a big thing. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's funny because last year was such a major year. And I told myself at the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm getting married this year. I'm going to take it easy because I'm very known for dipping my foot into everything at school. Sure, I'll help. I'll do this. I'll do that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing that this year because I need to just, wedding planning is a lot. And it's funny. It's the year I said I wasn't going to do anything that all this took off with the time.
Unbelievable.
Wild year. I mean, but the wedding was great. It goes by way too fast. I'm very glad that I got married May 18th. And then I waited till school ended to do the honeymoon. And it was nice because it was something to look forward to. It wasn't like wedding, honeymoon. Okay, you're done. It was nice. But yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody keeps asking, how does it feel like being married? I'm like, it feels the same.
That's it. Right.
Once children are involved is when it will.
Right.
Kick off.
Yeah, 100%. You're 1,000% right on that. I mean, after me and my wife were planning a wedding, and then my wife, unfortunately, and fortunately now, got leukemia. She's in remission for 12 years, 13 years. She's fine now, but we're planning this wedding, and my goodness, it was taking so much out of me. It was almost like, oh man, all right, let's put it on hold. Let's make sure everything's okay. And then afterwards, you know what my wife said to me, and you will appreciate this, especially as a woman in this situation. She looked at me and said, I'm able to travel. She had a bone marrow transplant, the whole deal. She goes, I'm able to travel now. The doctor gave me clearance. Call your parents. I'm calling my parents. We're flying to Vegas. We're getting eloped next week. Like it was what? And this was the woman saying, this was not me, the guy going, all right, let's just go get eloped in Vegas. Yeah. Goes, let's just go get it over with and get it done. We've been together for 6 years, like seven years.
Let's just do it.
Right. Let's just go and do it. And you know what? It didn't feel any different outside of the fact that now, well, I usually wear this instead of like the. But like, I never take it off. That's the only difference to me because we've always been like the same together. So it's funny that you said that because from a man and a woman's perspective, either it could be totally life-changing or just things are the same at that point.
Especially since now it's so normal that couples live together. Because back then it was like, you don't live with your spouse until you're married. There was all these like steps to follow. But now it's, you know, we were living together for 3 years. Right. I mean, We were used to each other.
You were ready, right? You were ready. Oh, just get the paperwork done. Let's just call each other and the man and wife, and that's it, right?
Yep. I just started the process for the name change. I went to it is a pain in the butt.
My wife did the same, and she said the same thing to me. She goes, "This literally is a pain in the you know what." I'm going to get it done, but it's not going to be done overnight. I go, Ash, just take your time. Like, it's not a big deal to me.
Process, because it's like Social Security. I have to wait 2 weeks for the card to come in. Then I got to go to the DMV. And then there's all these new things with the DMV that it always changes the DMV. And then it's the passport. And then it's all like my teaching certificate. And then it's oh my God, it's everything.
It's everything. All right. So all that's done. Married life is good. That's good to know.
Married life's great.
Let's Can we look at it from a distance right now at the last 18 months of your life and what has gone on? You went from a teacher that was probably well-loved by her students, was doing crazy things in the classroom that are fun and no one knew about it, to like the most well-known teacher in South Florida for everything that's happened with the Dolphins, even the kid in the class, and I forgot his name, with the Jets fan. Like,
Giovanni.
Right. Like, it's just such a fun story to follow. And the fact that I've been able to talk to you a couple times is great also. But like, look at it from a distance and tell me, the last 18 months, what a whirlwind of good news and great stuff for you.
It is. And it's brought so much good to the community and to my classroom. And it just continues to steamroll. I mean, you see it with the Tua Foundation, with what's, and we'll get into that, what they're doing for not just me, but everybody present and future at my school. It's insane. I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes. You know how like you do things and you look back and it's like, man, that doesn't even feel real. It doesn't even feel like that really happened. It's like, I don't know. It's wild.
It's just incredible. It's a great story. It's an incredible story.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing you've learned, and I think we've all really learned, even from someone who's been in the media for two decades and change, to someone who's just basically the teacher that is the well-known Twitter, TikTok, you know, from where you, to everything you're doing now, you're doing stuff on podcasts, you're getting interviewed all the time. Was it the Today Show or someone that came to your classroom?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Mary, this is not normal to happen. And it's happened. It's an incredible, it's just a great story for you. And in the middle of all that, the funny part is, in the middle of all this, oh yeah, you got married. Like, oh yeah.
I know, my husband was like, I was like, this is why you should have been proposed earlier. I could have been Mrs. Crippen already, and it would have been happening.
That is, it's so much fun to talk to you about this stuff, because it's such a fun story about this whole thing. All right, so.
It's because it's what some people have never seen before. I remember when I first posted it and it scrawled across Twitter, I think a lot of the Dolphins community was like, huh, what is this? Like, it's not every day that you're seeing a classroom on Twitter. It's usually just stats and player videos and gossip in the Dolphins world. So I think that's what got people so attached to it. And then they started getting attached to the kids in my class like they were characters.
Right.
Like, I had people like checking in on Giovanni and I'm like, he's fine.
I thought that, first off, listen, I'm a lifelong Dolphins fan. So of course, in my blood, we hate the Jets. Nothing is good about it. I have cousins that are Jets fan, like it gets bad. That to me was the coolest story of when they were tweeting stuff back to you, and like, it was just, it's such a cool thing. And plus the fact that in all of this, it could have been anything that you were doing, but you're a teacher, and like with the students in the class and the way that you were doing everything, and the way that the Dolphins organization also jumped on board with this, and the players too, when they were sending you videos. Mary, this is awesome. I would have loved to have been a kid in your class. Right.
Even during the playoffs, when we learned about, I taught them about the Lions and everything. I had, you know, the Chiefs reach out to me. I had the Lions like thanking me for teaching the story of Dan Campbell and his grit and what they're going through. And it was like, it was wild. It was crazy. But yeah, the community loved it. I mean, it's good.
Yeah. And it's fun for the Dolphins community. We talked right before we started recording about how the Dolphins, you know, social media has done a lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of good, but in this case, a lot of good with the Dolphins community rallying around everyone in the Dolphins community. And you were a very big point because of what you were doing in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And now you see all these podcasts and everyone out there doing stuff and supporting each other. It's great. And the biggest thing I think to you in this is the support you've gotten through the school system. This could have went either way, where they didn't want anything to do with it. Right.
And a lot of people ask me that. They're like, how are you allowed to do? And it's, you know, it's, my principal has been so very, and Dade County has loved
everything.
They are so on board with it through every interruption we've had through all the news channels. It has been handled with such grace and they're coming, and it's even my kids, but it's like, they loved it. I mean, they were so on board, and it's because at the end of the day, it was about the kids and it wasn't just about me. It was, they were learning and they were loving learning and loving coming to school. So of course they're going to be on board. I mean, that's at the end of the day, what it's all about. It was the kids.
Right. And it's been so great for the kids. Like I said before, I would love to have been a kid in this classroom, learning through football, learning through sports, learning whether it was math or you, whatever the case, you were trying, even a life lesson that was through the sports world or whatnot.
I channel my Mike McDaniel in me, you know.
You totally did.
Diversity is an opportunity.
Oh, you already have coachisms. I love it. That's my favorite. All right, so let's get into this, because obviously I wanted to bring you on to talk to you anyway, but then I saw everything that's going on with the Tua Foundation. How did everything start with you and the Tua Foundation? Like, I know it probably had a lot to do with social media.
No, well, it was in matters. So the Tua Foundation was on a Thursday, and right. I was reached out to on a Wednesday night, the night before. And it's funny. I feel like I manifested this, because I was sitting on the couch earlier, because it wasn't my spring break. I was sitting on the couch on Tuesday night saying, man, I want to go to that'd be cool to go to the Tua Foundation, but it was like $750 bucks. And at the end of the day, I'm still a teacher. $750 bucks is a lot. And then later that night, I get the message from the Tua Foundation saying, hey, Mary, will you give us a call? And I was like, what did I do? I gave them my number. They rang me, and it was Bert from the Tua Foundation. And he had called just saying that, you know, explaining why he was calling, saying every year Tua there's auctions where people bid. And then Tua does a paddle raise portion to his foundation, which is for a specific cause. For instance, one year at Alabama, there was a group of four girls that got into a car accident and they passed away. And the paddle raise that year was for the funeral services, like all the money for the funeral services and mental health for the families. So then Bert turned it and said, well, this year we were all talking at the roundtable and we wanted to do something for you. And I was in the car with my mom. We were doing wedding things. And I was like, for me? And they're like, can you think of anything that you need in the classroom, supplies, or anything your students need? And it was just a lot. And I said, give me 5 minutes. I called my principal. So I talked it out with my principal. And I was like, listen, like, and there were things where, you know, I felt like I could give it to this family who was struggling in my class. Right. But then there's no follow through either. You know what I mean? You don't see where that goes. And I really wanted to do something that wouldn't just, because all year it's been about my kids, my students, my classroom has gotten a lot of publicity. I really wanted something for the school. I wanted something for Pinecrest that every single student could enjoy. And I just thought back to, because every single day at recess, the kids hate playing on this back field. So my principal and I talked about it. I had called Bert back and I said, listen, and I pitched him my little thing. And he's like, we love it. We absolutely love it. He goes, by the way, we need you to say a speech tomorrow night and we need you to come to the Tua Foundation. I'm like, oh, okay. So like while I'm teaching, I get to school early at like 6:45. I start like writing a speech and then the kids start coming in and I'm like scrambled. But it was great. I mean, it happened really fast.
Right.
And what I decided was the new field for the students. And you know, when I went up to give my speech, because I gave my speech and then it was the portion where Mike Cuno, who I love Mike Cuno.
Yeah.
And then everybody started bidding and I was like very nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just because I'm standing there watching as people are pledging money to my thing, you know, the first person who put up his paddle was Coach McDaniel.
Wow.
$10,000, Coach
McDaniel. Wow.
And I was like, and then every single coach, even Anthony Weaver, who was brand new to this organization and probably had no idea who I was, raised every single Coach Bevel, all of them raised their paddle to donate to the cause, which was really touching for me and like eye-opening that, wow,
Mary, so you're tugging on my heart right now. You're tugging on my heart.
And I had to go and like give Coach, even though he was very sweaty, I had to give him a nice big hug after. But yeah, and I think, and when I told the kids the next day, I did like a little video of it because I wanted to share it with Tua's mom, who I've grown very close with. I love Diane. She's amazing. It's funny, when I said that the Tua Foundation donated $50,000 to our school, they didn't care. But then the second that I said, and the Tua Foundation is going to build you a new football field, they were like, you know, they don't care about them. They were so excited. And what I worried about was, I don't know if you're familiar with public schools, usually things take forever.
Oh, I know. Yes.
When I first got to the school, 6 or 7 years ago, they were in talking about a track, and every year we've been talking about building a track. Well, there's still no track.
Right.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, great, this is going to take forever. I'm probably going to be long gone. I'm going to be somewhere else when this happens. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to have five kids, whatever, you know, I'm going to be like gray by the time this gets done. And I really had no hope. Not because of the Tua Foundation, just because of Dave. My principal worked it in a way where we gave the money to like the PTO instead of like going through the county. And it's crazy. The groundbreaking started Monday. They're going to be done in 2 weeks. Watching this unfold it's amazing. It is. I mean, there's been broken ankles back there on that field because and I've had people who are like, oh, it looks pretty green to me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. It's not bad enough.
Right. It's not just all dirt. I get it. Right. I get it. Right.
But you know what the thing with Pinecrest is, and a lot of people think of Pinecrest and they think of, oh, it's a very posh community with very well, and sure, the neighborhood is, but now in Dade County, they have something called School of Choice, which is you get to choose what school you want to go to. Over 55% of our school is out of area. Right. Buston, Homestead, North Miami. I mean, I had kids from all over. I get a lot of kids from other countries in the middle of the year that's straight from Brazil. Wow. How you doing? Yeah, and it is. So for a lot of them, this field will be the only place where they have to play. And and it's going to open so many doors because they're creating a youth American flag football size field. So it's 80 yards. And it's funny because when the guy came out on Monday, he was doing that little walking thingy with the walking stick.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him and I was like, I was like, I didn't realize how small a youth flag football field was. He's like, yeah. You know, I think they start in the middle. He was doing it in feet. So he did 80 feet at first. And so once they measured it out by yards,
right? It's like, a big difference, right? That's a big difference.
Yeah. It takes up the entire, but it is. I mean, there can be clubs that are held there. Actual after school teams. The Pinecrest can create a team and a free team for those kids that don't have the means to pay for, you know, equipment and this and that. And flag football is a lot less expensive than regular football because you're not buying all the pads and whatnot. Right. But it's just amazing out the doors that this opens.
Oh, of course. And that, I mean, like, I saw your tweets and your social media at the beginning of, or even at the end of last week, getting ready for everything in the beginning of this week when you're starting. Yeah. I was like, God, I gotta get some information on this. Because I'm thinking the same thing. Even if this was a donation, even if there's something that was going to be promised, this could take 5 years to happen. This could take 3.5 years. It could take 10 years to happen. The fact that the ground is broken and it's going to be done in a couple of weeks, that is unbelievable.
I know.
And what a great thing for the kids to come back from, you know,
and
summer.
They see it.
Right.
And and especially those kids that, you know, for all the kids, but the kids that specifically were in my classroom. And because, you know, those kids are aware of open promises, or they've seen, oh, we're going to get this. And they never get it. They never see it. But for this, I'm so excited for them to come back and for it to be like, oh, Mrs. Crippen, Ms. Martinez, she wasn't lying. They're actually built as a football field.
That is.
I just can't wait for them to be able to make use of it and to be excited. Because let me paint the picture. We have turf. We have like a little patch of turf.
Mm-hmm.
We walk out, and then there's our big playground with like the slide and, you know, how a playground is. And then behind the playground is a massive field of grass, and it's uneven. There's even like concrete like splattered throughout. It's like someone came to work and just like, oops, we spilled.
Right.
But so our school is huge. We have 8 third grade classes, which is over 100 students, almost 200. and we're all out at recess at the same time. And think about all eight of those classes, all of them, they congregate on the little piece of turf that is in front of the playground. And it is crazy. They refuse. Like, they'll have two games of soccer going on, three games of football all together. And they don't care that they're running into each other just so they don't have to play on the backfield. And it's like, this can't happen. So I'm just excited for them to have that space. Finally.
Mary, you did it. I mean, my goodness. I mean, that is incredible at this point. So you have a good relationship with the Tua family at this point, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. You know, it was when I went to the Tua Foundation, you felt all the vibes from, I mean, family is so major to them. And it's big to me too. And it's something that we share. I went with my parents. And you just feel, I mean, all of his family was there supporting him, Taulia, his wife, his parents, his other two sisters, Taylor, and I forgot the other sister's name, but they're just an incredible unit and they're a force, but they are the kindest people I've ever met. I mean, and you just feel so, I felt so at home talking with his mom and his dad. And seeing Tua in his environment was fun because, you know, we always see him in front of the media when people are asking him about controversial things. But for this event, it was about him and the good that he's doing in the community. And it was just so cool to see him shine that night. I mean, he was singing, playing guitar. It was great.
That's so cool. This is such a great story from top to bottom. I mean, I love everything that's happened for you in the last 18 months, 2 years, whatever it's been, 18 months. Personally, everything outside of it, social media, you went from like being a guest on podcast to hosting podcast, like, holy moly, Mary, congratulations on everything in the last 18 months. But honestly, I'm just happy that like, I'm calling you a friend at this point because I think it's really cool what you're doing. Listen, my son was in the public school system. I had to move him to private. My son is autistic and I had to get him more help. And he's doing great, but I get it. Public school system is fantastic. They try to help as much, but it takes so long sometimes. And that's the only reason why I moved. I would have kept my son.
Big district or the third largest in the nation. So it's a big beast, Dade County. Sure is. I mean, it spreads from North Miami all the way down to Homestead. I mean, and west all the way out to, you know,
it's
west
ridiculous.
Kendall.
Right. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the fact that you were able to do this and just get so much good publicity for something so good that you were doing. I love it, Mary.
What I love was the way that it's inspired. I mean, I've gotten so many incredible messages from fellow educators.
I was going to say that. The other teachers have been messaging you.
Yeah. It's inspired so many teachers to start implementing, even if it's in a small way, but to start the conversation, having football and tracking their hometown team or their favorite team, because I really saw the shift with my kids. I mean, it went from Mondays stink to, we're arguing outside of Miss Martinez's classroom door about, you know, the Dolphins game and how many yards Tyreek Gill got. And they're like already coming in like, Miss Martinez, is it true? And it's like, but their brains are turned on and it is creating so much good. And they are researching because they want to find answers. And the research is leading them to become better readers because they're like sounding out words that they don't know. And it's incredible. It's just promoted so much learning.
Mary, you did it. Like if there were more teachers out there that were this enthusiastic about this and found a way, because a lot of teachers have, I have the most respect in the world for teachers out there because I get it. And I have I have family members that are teachers. So I get it. First off, I'll say it for you, underpaid, undervalued, and people that literally need to be in the top of the food chain when it comes to this, because your children are being taught by these teachers. I'm talking like Mary's not sitting right next to me, basically, in another box here on the Zoom. So I get it. But I appreciate it more as a parent now, more than anything, of seeing, I wish I had more people like that in my son's life. And I have great people in my son's life. But just in the aspect of finding something that they all could latch onto, and like you said, instead of Monday mornings getting off the bus or getting dropped off and be like, ugh, it's Monday. Can't wait to get into class to talk about the game the day before and be educational, not just our team down here, but something for that. Mary, you did such a good job. I hope more teachers around the country do reach out to you. And I hope that you get speaking engagements with other like school districts to just explain, not this is my only system to do it, but this is the way I did it. So like find a way.
And I think it's important because I've seen so much, especially social TikTok has been a huge
Of course.
area for teachers where, and I've seen sadly so many teachers that are burnt out and leaving, and it's because it's a lot and it can
Yeah.
consume you. And I think this program and what I'm doing has really saved me because it lights a fire in me. And it at the end of the day, I have to remind myself, if I'm not having fun with what I'm doing, the kids are not. They're not enjoying it, you know? So I have to love what I am preaching to them. And whether it's football or whatever I'm doing, but you know, you have to find the passion to go into work. And it's, I think, you know, it's sad to see how many teachers are leaving the profession because of
Right.
all the reasons you explained. And that's a
That's
topic for
frustrating. Right.
another
That's
day.
an entire another Crantz's Corner that we're going to get
Ugh,
into at one point.
I know.
Right. I want you to enjoy the rest of your summer. You've done such good for the community, for the Dolphins community, for everyone down here. But those kids in that classroom are very lucky to have you. And I'm
Thank
very
you.
happy that you're here in South Florida. And this is a South Florida story. And you're a South Florida born and raised girl. So I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, good. So that's why I
305
latched
till I
on to
die,
this.
baby.
Right. So this is great. Listen, I don't even want to talk sports with you. I wanted to have this conversation with you. I'm very happy about it. I'm going to check back in with you in like the next 2 weeks because I want to be there, whether the day you're kind of opening up that ground or the day after. I want to be there to take a picture with you in front of that. I cannot
Absolutely.
wait to see.
I know actually too, his mom reached out. She's trying to make it down. I think we're going to do it probably end of August because we want the
Right.
kids to be there. Like
Yes.
there's no point in breaking the ground and it's like,
No one's
perfect.
there.
There's no
Right.
one here. So
Right.
probably the end of August. And I'm hoping, I mean, I don't know if how possible it is to get Tua there, just depending on what his situation is with training camp and season and all of that. And you know, it's far. Pinecrest is not like that's the thing with Miami. Miami is
Right.
not easy to get
No,
everywhere.
it's not. People from who never lived there or understand it don't realize that Homestead and like North Miami are not 2 minutes away from each other. Like it's not. It's another. It's like a whole. It's like their own. Dade County is a country, a small
It is.
country that you have
Oh
to
my
like
God.
navigate around. I know. I know.
Basically.
It's crazy,
And my
Mary.
husband works in Deerfield, and it's like he goes,
Ooh.
I know. So we're probably actually making the move soon. I might be going to Broward County soon to
Okay.
the 954.
Listen, we welcome you with open arms to
Where do
Broward
you live in
County.
Broward?
I'm in Davie, right in
Okay.
I'm in where the groves are and the farms are down here. That's where we're kind of around. Welcome to Broward County if you'd like. We'll welcome you with open arms. I'll show you the ropes. I'll show you the restaurants, whatever you
There
need.
you go.
I got you, Mary. I got you covered. Listen, go enjoy the rest of your summer. I'll check
Thank
back
you.
in with you. Thank you so much for making time
Yeah,
for me.
we
Thank
got
you
to
for
talk
being fun.
about, I'm changing the curriculum next year, so I want to come on and talk to you about what I'm doing next year.
Well, then you have a spot locked in before school starts. That's 100%.
There
I
we
need to
go,
know
baby.
about that stuff.
Thank
Go enjoy your husband. Go enjoy your summer. Go enjoy everything. And thank goodness for the
Zach.
Tua Foundation for doing such great stuff. That is so great. I can't wait to talk with them about that also, about this whole thing. But literally at this point, shut everything down. Enjoy your summer. I know you got a lot of things to work on when we get to the fall. So just breathe and
I've
enjoy
already
it.
started. Let's be honest. I've
I
already started
know.
working
I know, but
on everything.
I'm trying to give you some
I
leeway here.
know.
Mary, thanks again. Mary Crippen joining us here, but thank you again, Mary. We'll like I said, we'll talk to you again soon here in Crantz's Corner.
Zach.
A special edition of Crantz's Corner with one of my favorites, Mary Crippen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.